New findings today on the risk of breast cancer and childbirth. Now, the research is a bit complex, so we want to get right to it. Dr. Hazel Nichols joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. She's senior author for this study and assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of North Carolina School of Global Public Health. Thank you very much for talking to us today. Explain how childbirth can increase the risk of cancer, breast cancer.
So thanks, Rebecca, for having me. What we did was we combined 15 studies from all over the world that included almost 900,000 women who were younger than 55 during the study, because we really wanted to understand breast cancer risk factors for young women. And what we saw was that breast cancer risk went up after childbirth and actually peaked about 5 years afterwards, and then started to go down again until it ultimately became protective for breast cancer 20 to 30 years later. So we're not saying that that childbirth always increases breast cancer risk. What we're seeing is that during reproductive ages, when breast cancer risk overall is low, there is a period of increased risk after childbirth, but that ultimately becomes protective later on in life when a woman's in her 60s and breast cancer is then more common.
So what is it that's going on then with the women who do end up at a young age with breast cancer sometime after they've had babies? What's the difference between them and the women who don't?
So in our study, we didn't have biological measures to directly address the mechanism that explains this pattern of risk that we see. But we do have some ideas about what might be going on. And what we know is that during pregnancy, there are complex changes that happen in the body, and they include rapid development of tissue in the breast and rapid cell division. And whenever we have cells that are dividing rapidly, we know that there's a small potential for an error to be created during the division, or for an error that's already there to be copied into multiple new cells. So that could explain the short-term increase in breast cancer risk we see in young women. But we also know that going through that complete process that enables the breast to produce milk can actually protect the breast later in life from other exposures that could increase risk of cancer. So that might help explain why we see a short-term increase in risk after childbirth, followed by many years of lower breast cancer risk as a woman enters her 60s and beyond.
Right, because my understanding was that you know, when you're breastfeeding for some stretch of time, you have less estrogen in general in your body, and that helped with cancer risk later?
So in older women, we do know that estrogen, or having higher circulating levels of estrogen, is a risk factor for developing breast cancer. That relation is not quite as clear in young women because it's in part harder to measure. We know that, you know, women who are still having regular cycles, their estrogen levels go up and down over the course of a month, and the relation to breast cancer risk is not quite as clear as it is for older women. So it could be something about hormonal exposures. It could also be about differences in the tissue.
Do you still, or the American Breast Cancer Society still recommends, I wonder, breastfeeding longer to reduce your cancer risk?
Yes, we believe that breastfeeding is beneficial for breast cancer risk, but that benefit could be like childbirth, where we see it emerging later in life. In our study, the women who breastfed and the women who did not breastfeed seem to have the same pattern of increased breast cancer risk immediately after childbirth. But what I want to make sure that your listeners understand is that this is a period of time when women are having their children when breast cancer risk is low overall. So in our study, if we followed the women from ages 41 to 50, for example, we saw that 2.2% of women who had had a recent child developed breast cancer, compared to 1.9% in women who did not have children. So risk goes up, but it is low overall. So this should not cause alarm or anxiety in your listeners.